Raf, we ready? This is my short conversation. It's only a few minutes, but it is with Jason Schmidt. And if you look at that era of the early 2000s, you could see the hitting, but this is the guy who was doing the pitching, and here's Jason Schmidt.
Always a pleasure to see the big right-hander for the San Francisco Giants, Jason Schmidt. As a young man, we're all immortal. We could just throw, and you know that 96-mile-an-hour just comes out like a little piece of cotton right out of your hand. As you get older, things change, and they always say pitchers learn how to pitch with a little bit of pain, and you change a little bit. Tell me about you.
You do. You definitely change as you get older. I think, if anything, I've gotten stronger as I've gotten older. And I always refer back, you know, to the year that I had surgery. I had to come back and pitch what I called a rehab year, throwing, you know, 88 to 90 miles an hour. And I really had to learn how to pitch. And I had one of the better years of my career that year. I was able to move the ball in and out and throw the breaking ball for strikes. And then when I got the 95 back, it just made it another weapon for me. And I've been kind of going with that ever since. So it's when you can't do both that you really run into trouble.
You know, we've always enjoyed talking, I have enjoyed talking about pitching with you, and you've enjoyed being a power pitcher. I love power pitchers. I think when you got to get an out, it's great to get a strikeout. It does build up the pitch count, but you're still a power pitcher. You still want to be one?
Oh, definitely. You know, I mean, when you've been a power pitcher since you were 16 years old, you don't know any better, and it just makes the game a lot easier. You know, this game's hard enough as it is, and to go out there and have to nitpick the corners and throw a lot of change-ups and whatnot, I mean, it's not an easy task to do that. But when you can go out and just split the plate in half and say, I'm going to throw outer third or inner third and blow it by a guy with a runner on third, I mean, it really takes some pressure off of you when you know you can do that.
The way Felipe Lou manages, he is destined to use four or five relievers a night because he's such a matchup manager. Does it put more pressure on you to say, boy, I better go 7 1/3 or 8 or else we're going to get a parade of five relievers every single night?
Well, you know, I always want to go 8 innings at least. I don't have a problem turning the ball over to the bullpen. And Felipe's the guy. He wants to win on that night at all costs. I think every night's the seventh game of the World Series for him, you know, and he doesn't think about tomorrow. He doesn't think about the following day. He wants to win that night. You know, some people criticize him for that, but he's won everywhere he's went for the most part, and he's put good teams on the field. And, you know, we did it last year. We did it the year before, so you really can't fault him for that.
Boy, interesting talking a little baseball here with Jason Schmidt on Players Talk. You know, I always say, just stay five games back. I don't care where you are, August 15th, and whoever plays the best the last 45 games, they win. So what do you have to do to kind of at least get in that position?
Well, obviously, we've got to win ball games. You know, we've got to, defense has got to stay strong. I think our starting pitching really has to pick it up. You know, I got to get healthy. I got to start pitching the way that I did. I think we all got to pitch the way that we're capable of doing. And I think right now the team's just kind of getting to know each other as a whole, as a team. You know, we're really getting comfortable being around guys. There's not so much the unknown of, you know, this and that, and I think, you know, we're really starting to gel, and once that happens, you know, this team's really going to take off.
Yeah. Pitching in this park for you, and again, we chatted a little bit about being a power pitcher. How do you like to pitch in this park? Where do you like to keep the ball?
You know, everybody says this is a pitcher's park, and I'm still kind of hung on the fence on that one, because, I mean, I've seen some balls fly out of here that are really question marks sometimes, and other nights, you know, the balls stay in. But, you know, I don't really take the park into consideration when I'm pitching, because I got to pitch to the zones that I know I'm going to get guys out in, regardless of whether it's a short porch and right or a long park and left. If a guy has a weakness, you know, I'm gonna go after it no matter what. But hey, you know, being in this park, you know, it can be a benefit at times, and you know, I'd rather be here than anywhere else, that's for sure.
Yeah, I like to see the ball in the middle of the park, I'll tell you that. It's 420 to right center. You can't get hurt too bad there.
That's right. You know, if you could make sure that you hit it to 420 every time, I think we'd be all right. But, you know, it doesn't always work that way.
All right. Thanks for being on Players Talk. Always good to catch up with you. A true power pitcher in the game today, and there aren't many, but you're one of them. Jason, thanks so much.
Thank you. I enjoyed it.
Appreciate you being with us. We'll be back with you again next week.